For the past 2 years, Malawi has been making progress in efforts to grow enough food to feed the country. Statistics from agriculture experts show that this year, farmers have harvested more than 3 million metric tons of the main staple, maize. That's a surplus of over 1 million metric tons. Despite the achievement, there are still pockets of people threatened by hunger. The hardest hit areas include the towns of Kasungu in the center, Sanje and Chikwawa in the south, and Karonga in the north. In Kasungu, the food shortage is largely attributed to a dry spell that lasted for months, while in other three towns, it is due to flooding. The government, Action Aid, and other NGOs are working to ensure that all hungry Malawians have access to food. The government approved the Malawi Growth and Development Strategy, part of its commitment to the goal set by the United Nations and African Union to cut hunger and poverty in half by 2015. Heading the effort in Malawi is Chandiwira Chisi. He is the Governance and Campaigns Coordinator for Action Aid Malawi with a background in demographic studies. He says the campaign will make sure that there are enough laws to guarantee that all Malawians have access to food. The laws, he says, will aim to ensure that women have the right to own land. They will also help Malawians to hold the government, individuals and corporations accountable under certain circumstances, such as lack of political will or mismanagement, leading to a loss of access to food, water, land and seeds.
Basically, in the first place, we are saying, I think there has to be a way how government can ensure that the gains that have been made should be sustained in the area of food and nutrition security. For instance, if now we are able to have enough maize or enough food on the ground, is it not possible for us to come up with a law that could guarantee the realization of the right to food for every Malawian?
In the past, observers attributed most of the hunger problem to what they saw as the government's failure to properly handle food items. In 2004, the Malawian government sold the entire maize surplus to Kenya and Mozambique, a development that led to Malawi's worst bout of hunger and to the death of children. GC says if adequate laws had been put in place then, they would have a mechanism for the people of Malawi to bring the issue to the government's attention. He says his organization, in coordination with local non-governmental organizations, is currently trying to come up with a right to food bill which is currently being drafted. This means that Malawians will still have to wait a little bit longer before their right to food is supported by legislation. GC says there is no public opposition to the campaign for the law. Even the government supports it. He says it should be only be a matter of months before Malawians have another tool in the arsenal to ensure food is distributed fairly and responsibly. Action Aid has launched similar campaigns in Brazil, Nigeria, Senegal, Mozambique, Ghana and Vietnam. For VOA Africa, I am Lamek Masina in Blantyre, Malawi.